As the Jacksonville Landing faces imminent demolition, some clues this week about what could be next for the site. The Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall is here now with the details. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. So, Mike, these clues came out in the city budget, the proposed budget by Mayor Lenny Curry, and specifically the Capital Improvement Plan. What is that?
The Capital Improvement Plan is the document that's attached to the budget that shows how much money the city wants to spend on publicly funded projects.
And are these projects all in the downtown area?
It's citywide. In this case, the funding for the Jacksonville Landing didn't get a lot of attention initially because it was actually put under the entry Riverfront Plaza. So it wasn't initially clear that the money was for the Jacksonville Landing.
So what is the next step if this money is approved?
So, first of all, it's $2.25 million over a three-year period. If the money's approved, the city wants to put $225,000 toward a study of the Jacksonville Landing property, specifically how much space should be available for private development versus how much space should be for the public.
So when you say a study, we've heard this chorus of voices over the past few months calling for more public input into this process. How does that factor in?
When I spoke with the city's chief administrative officer, Brian Hughes, on Thursday, he said that they wouldn't repeat a public charrette like they did in 2015. However, as both the design approval process moves forward, there will be a chance for public comments in front of both the Downtown Investment Authority as well as the city council.
What was the result of that public charrette?
Essentially, the public charrette confirmed that the landing should be demolished, and it also said there should be two developable pads for mixed use, residential, retail, commercial space, as well as a public green space or hardscape in the center leading to the river. After the design study spends the $225,000, there's two additional $1 million allocations that'll happen over the next 2 years out to 2022. That money will be used for pre-engineering fees, landscape architects, as well as the actual infrastructure for the public space.
So this study and these plans are based on that assumption that we're going to have two pieces of private development surrounding a public green space.
Exactly. The study will determine how big the private development should be and how big the public green space should be.
Again, this is in the budget that City Council will have to pass by the end of September.
So the City Council's Finance Committee is currently reviewing the budget now. So this will be debated yet this August. The full City Council will move forward with debating the individual elements of the CIP as well.
During that same time period, would the city be taking proposals from developers?
Yes, they're hoping to multitask in this situation. The landing is currently scheduled for a phased demolition ending by May of next year. In the meantime, this study will be happening as well as plans for design.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall with the latest on the Jacksonville Landing. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.